Hello and welcome to this episode of That's What She Said. I'm recording it on the last day of Brand Camp, which is Friday, September 9th, and then it'll be published Tuesday, like you do. And I don't know where I'll be on Tuesday, so I'm taking advantage of this moment now to tell you what it feels like now. And I have some poems and some thoughts, and then another poem, and we'll see what happens. There's something holy about moving on, about collecting all the pieces you'd like to keep without making the rest of it a mistake or a waste of time, or descending into a bitter diatribe about how you should have known sooner, done it faster, or seen it more clearly. There's something holy about moving on, about stepping into the next thing, those murky, obvious waters, and letting them embrace your ankles, your knees, your waist, all the way to your chin, though you have no idea what else is swimming here. There's something holy about moving on. And that's where we are. I'm sure this isn't the first episode you're listening to, so you know what's happening. Brand Camp has been around for over 7 years, and today it is no more, and I'm keeping some pieces and deleting others and just retiring others to see what happens. There are lots of different pieces moving around. And sometimes you know, even when you're in a moment, that it's going to go really fast and you want to have some piece of it. And it can't always be photographed. It might be internal, so you get the podcast of the internal bits. There are a couple of things I'm noticing, which is the best I can do right now. Just notice, not even pretend to be wise. The first thing is you have more influence than you think you do. I had no idea. With simple things like the countries where people are picking up the grand finale from. There's like Canada and the United Kingdom and here in the States and Australia and Germany and Afghanistan and Sweden and Singapore and Fiji and New Zealand. And some part of me, if I had known that I was talking to all of those people the whole time, not just an abstract number in my email list, probably would have freaked right the fuck out. So it's probably better that I'm not all that into stats and I wasn't like, I have a very loyal following in Germany. You know? It's probably better that I was just like, I'm just doing my thing, and as long as my mom doesn't get to read it, it is fine. Anyone else can read it. It's all good. But the more surprising thing, because you're like, that's good for you, Kristen. I don't have followers in 10 countries who are going to buy my shit. The point is that you have more influence than you think you do, because the sweetest notes that have come in are just these really soft people that never, ever have spoken to me ever in email. And they say things like, I just want to thank you because by reading your stuff, I found the strength to see a therapist or to get on depression meds. So thank you. Or they tell me that they quit their day job and they started something new, or they found the courage to even consider starting something new. Or they read my poems and they made them laugh and cry and feel things again. And I don't say any of that to brag. I say that to just remind you that you always, always, always have more influence than you think you do. And that on the heels of that, you have so much to be grateful for. Not everybody gets the sweet send-off. Not everybody gets the kind words. Not everybody gets these moments to realize that you get to do this work in the world. And I'm so very aware that I get to do this work in the world, this work that defies definition and isn't easy to explain, but it helps people get bigger and it helps them become more alive and it helps them see possibilities and transformation. And I get to do this in different ways, and that is fucking amazing. And sometimes if I can remember that all I have to be grateful for is not necessarily tied to the number of dollars in my bank account, I really get to see it for what it is, which is there is just this web of people that I love, and I have this safe place to live, and I have this dog who pees all over the floor every single day, and I still learn so many lessons about loving from her, and I have this love in my life that I didn't think was possible, and I have the ability to be female and still write and have people listen. And I have food, and I have yoga, and I have hugs from people that I truly, truly admire and adore. And I have these steady friendships. I have so much. And so if you can remember just for a second that you have so much too. Yes, there are things that could be better. Yes, I wish that I had installed central air this summer because it's hot and I didn't do that, you know, like, yes, there are always things that could be better, but there is so much to be grateful for. And the mark of your influence in the world is not exclusively tied to your bank account. And the mark of your artwork or your true work in the world is not exclusively tied to your bank account. And it matters more than you know and more than people say. Because often they don't say. And here's what I know for you and for me. You're going to get so much bigger. And I don't mean physically bigger, like you're going to gain weight. That's not a prophecy. I mean energetically bigger. I'm scared of getting bigger. I don't know anyone who isn't scared of getting bigger. I think that that's a natural trepidation. Like you just... it's going to be more complex when you get bigger. It's going to be in ways more beautiful and in ways more brutal as you get bigger. And we do it anyway, because bigger is more alive. There's no separating the two. And more alive, as Rob Bell says, is the whole point of getting older. The point of life is not, like the media would say, it's just a peak in your 20s and then just find ways to shut down, turn it down, or somehow survive the next 60 to 70 years. It's to live more and feel more and know more and do more and influence more. It's to be fully, expansively, unpredictably alive in every moment, even when those moments absolutely fucking suck. So yeah, I'm going to get bigger. I don't even know what that means right now. I know the brand camp burning down is the step. I'm still in that step, so I don't get to know the next one. I'm going to get bigger, and you're going to get bigger too. You can choose to get more alive every day. And it doesn't have to be in these big, dramatic flourishes. It's just in choosing to feel the feels instead of eating ice cream. Not that I know anything about that. Or choosing to feel the feels instead of doing any default activity that means that you're avoiding feeling what you're feeling. Because your body's trying to communicate with you and your life is trying to communicate with you. And when you've listened, it gets suckier in some moments and so much better in others. It isn't as simple as good or bad, but it is bigger and more alive, and that's what I asked for. And I want to close my little indulgent ramble, thank you for listening, with a poem that I think might apply to you and to me. It's called The Word Welcome. To the version of me who is being born, much bigger than I'd like and much more slowly than I find necessary. Hi. Thank you. You're terrifying. I don't know what you'll be or how to care for you or what you'll ask of me, and I don't know how to be present for all this coming through me without tapping my foot and speeding you along. I've waited so long for your arrival, but I don't remember how to say the word welcome. Neither of us knows what comes after that. Thank you so much, dear listener, reader, fan, follower, person, for going along on this ride with me. I'm still going to be here every Tuesday, but I just want to take a moment to say that I'm grateful for you. Not in some like cheesy, shallow, doing a 30-day challenge way, but like deeply, it makes me cry. I'm trying not to cry. Grateful for you for listening to me and for talking to me and for inspiring me and changing me and being so graceful when I said I want to get bigger.
and everybody across the board just accepted that and loved that and knows that that's the next thing. So thank you for that. And I can't wait to see what we do together and what we make together and how we grow together. I will see you next week. And in the meantime, may you utter the word welcome to your new self in some small way. May you get bigger than you thought possible. May you remember that you have more influence than you know, and may you be as grateful as humanly possible for every last inch of your life, even when it's hard. Thank you.